It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Hello. Do you remember when you were a kid and someone said something cruel to you and it hurt terribly, even though it was only words flying through the air and not sticks and stones that's supposed to break your bones, but names will never hurt you? So when you went to school, the sensitivity to words, you carried it with you, and it continued to shape you in ways you didn't even realize. You were bombarded with dry mechanical effects and painful to memorize and devoid of meaning for you. Little did you give attention or no attention to what your true interests and talents were. You were never allowed to experience the magic of discovering things for yourself. And this is the secret power of words. Words, 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 words. Never giving the opportunity to unfold like a flower. And not that that should be encouraged. We should have some kind of education, reading, writing, arithmetic. But then those are tools that you can build on or build with. So as a result, many of you, not all, but to some degree nearly all, even to this day, you are too influenced by other people's words. Praise, words, make you feel good. And you work hard for that, and that makes you a slave. While criticism makes you feel bad and guilts you into doing things or makes you very rebellious. There are two very awkward results. You only have two choices. And either one is wrong when you're under pressure. Freeze frame that. You only have two choices. Both are wrong under pressure. And the question is, how do you not react under pressure? Well, this is what you're going to be hearing about in this program. Even the tone of someone's speech or voice has a way of getting under the skin. And this is transferable to other people, so it just doesn't have to be your father. It could be one that looks like your dad, or just behaves like your dad, or wears a hat like your dad. And you may not notice the rejuvenating, the reinforcing factor I'm referring to. This oversensitivity to other people may not be noticed. On the other hand, it can, but there's nothing you can do about it, because your machinery, your monkey frame, your monkey brain, and your, I always call it monkey brain, but because a brain is a monkey without the intuition. And so when your reaction bypasses intuition and you've got a problem, your car is being driven by another driver, not you, another person. And it's all about words. You're word-centered, word-centric. And that's not good. You need words. We need words to communicate. I need words to communicate something good to you. I'm just trying to do it right now. I'm saying there's something more than words. It's a wordless word. In the beginning there was the word, but it wasn't language. It was force. It was intelligence. It spoke. Now, I speak. Can I undo with my speech what somebody else did with their speech to you? Can I overcome the injury? Yes, it's possible. But if you can hear where I'm coming from, then it's possible. If you hear and like what I'm saying, makes sense. And so it makes you shiver a little bit. Yes, I've never heard it quite said that way. It's where I'm coming from, and the intonation and the resonance of the speaker. It's who speaks. A person can say the same thing as Jesus, stand right next to him and say the same thing and not have the same effect. It's who speaks. There's energy field. Who speaks? By what authority? That's what the scribes and Pharisees used to say. By what authority do you speak? See, they only knew one authority, that was the Bible. The Bible, the Bible, the Bible. And they knew all about the Bible, 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 so... And that's all there was. That's why it was a famine of of virtue, suffering everywhere. And wherever you find misery and suffering, and in America you find a lot of it where it never was when I came here, you will see that it's word-centered, it's word-centric. It's people who have malevolent force powers with words to intimidate you into submission, getting into power. That's, and through media, magnify their cycle or circle. We'll be right back. I'm Roy Masters.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, good evening. My purpose is to provide you with answers that matter, to fill the void and meaningless to a point where you move in the right direction inwardly, where a higher consciousness, real purpose, and the happiness you can find nowhere awaits. I endeavor to show you how you can regain control of your emotions, never allowing others to control you again. In short, I labor to give you back to yourself and not to be caught up in me. And the subject this evening is, again, I bring it forward. I had a business meeting the other night, and I ran an old program. I hope you didn't mind, but I want to carry it on with the idea of the battle for your mind and why propaganda, media, and lies are the ultimate war crimes, and make a point so that you can clearly see that propaganda, intimidation, you know, the kind of things they said about Mary, Sarah Palin, that she was a slut. Well, she obviously is a beautiful woman, but the lady that is that, they got Rush Limbaugh into trouble and trapped him into it, so a lot of stations are not open to him anymore. That's how clever it is. He made that comment. He says he called that woman who was, in, you know, the name of the lady is very similar to the kind of person she is. And so that's no accident, by the way. And she was the slut because, basically, and if you want to use that word, because for the people, the dark people, meaning not color, but people who are evil, with nice faces perhaps, but people are evil, applause the kind of woman who services their lusts. It is the upside-down world of corruption that you may find yourself stuck in. So, but the power of words, the ability to intimidate you and vilify a person using the media is very powerful, and it can divide you. As you see, it is dividing you, one from the other. And it's the power of the media that being on radio amplifies authority. See, I don't have any degrees in anything, but what I say is more powerful for me being on the radio. It affects you. Look, I hope I'm coming across not as one of those being more powerful just because I'm on radio. I just want to make that point. You've got to be very careful what you hear on radio and what they say to you on radio. Because we got two groups of media. Two. One's the mainstream media, and that's the enemy. MSNBC and and NBC. And they are the ones that dabble in lies and to divide and conquer, and call evil good and good evil. The ones that call Sarah Palin the slut. See? To which Rush Limbaugh, you see, but that's what they actually, I must take that back. I'm not sure they called her one, but I forget how it went now, because we had a lady that, I believe it was all about contraceptives, if I remember it correctly, and I shouldn't pick up the story, but it is. I think you already know what went on. And so Rush Limbaugh called her that. But the thing is, if I can just straighten myself out just for a moment, because I had never made any notes about this, and I'll give it to you more accurately. But I'm trying to say that you can actually look at a beautiful woman, and if the media wants it, they can just keep saying it over and over again with a nasty voice, with the authority of the media, and with the meanness of the self, the cruelty of self, and call a good person a bad person. It's just like the Jews in Germany. It's just like, it's always the innocent ones. Always the innocent one. Is it Turkey killed a lot of, massacred the Armenians? Massacred them, because they were Christians. Just massacred, the same with Israel. How is it 1.3 billion Muslims look at Israel, 6 million people who are pretty well civilized and don't want to hurt anybody? Because they're innocent, and innocence bothers the guilty. If you can make a lot of people guilty, they'll join in the chorus of destroying the innocent as if they were evil. And because they're all cowards, you see, you always have to find a small group of people who are weaker than you, because the people that you can arouse the ardor and their anger towards the innocent are all cowards and always looking for a scapegoat. Even in the Old Testament, the hostility that the Israelites experienced with each other had to find a escape, a release. So they took a goat and they put their hands on it and transferred their guilt to the goat and then sacrificed the goat. Then there's also that kind of thing going on by offering maidens, beautiful maidens, as a sacrifice of redemption to the gods. It's all there, woven into our psyche. And then what we do, what you call is judgment, what you have is judgment, which is very similar. When you can judge a person guilty, you can judge a person good, right? So if you judge a person guilty and it upsets them, they can feel the judgment, they can see you looking down your nose, but you're judging a person who's innocent. Especially a person who's really innocent, and you're not innocent, you're guilty. You have to project your guilt onto the innocent as a scapegoat or a whipping boy. It has many forms. And so the question now I'm going to ask you is, are you judgmental? Do you decide who is good and make a decision that is good and decide who is bad and then make a judgment? When you make that judgment with emotion and with a feeling, you point somebody as being good, like Obama. You hooray, you've got your champion. He is our savior. He's good. No, he's not. But he will give you something to hold on to his control. And therefore, you are justified in electing him, don't you see? And it's the same thing with people who are bad. Not everybody's bad is bad. And so you've got to be very careful about judging, because you're just venting and projecting. And as you do that, there's a judgment on your judgment, and now you have an internal stress. You become the stressor, and followed by the guilt of conscience. That guilt of conscience is your creator following you all the way down to hell, trying to save you, but you think of him as the enemy. And the reason why you judge is to stay ahead of the judgment upon judging, because there's an ego inside you that plays God. And that is the problem everybody has. My name is Roy Masters. Nearly everybody has that. And the Labor Day seminar coming up, make room for you. You've got room for 50 people. Last time we had 35. We're charging $100 less, so we can have 50. And we have more to discuss and more benefit for those that come. My name is Roy Masters.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I'm just joking. Provide you with answers that matter, and to fill the void of meaningless to a point, and to point you in the inner direction where a higher purpose, real purpose, and happiness you can find nowhere else waits. And I endeavor to show you how you can gain control of your emotions and never allowing others to control you again. In short, I labor to give you back to yourself. So if you're not yourself lately, who are you? I mean, those are things we say about ourselves. I don't know what got into me. Something gets into you as you continue your meaningless life, driven by emotional energy, the energy of an animal that causes the conflict with your human. And your human part is what your conscience is, the conscience that bothers you and gives you anxiety. And if we can align you with your Heavenly Father, I don't want to sound too esoteric here, but you do really need to come back to the root cause of, you know, who you are, really, from the beginning, a purpose which was prepared for you before you were born. We all have a purpose laid out for us if we will look inwardly for it. But when you're broken and you're hurt and you're disconnected, emotionally disconnected by coming into a bad world with tremendous amounts of cruelty, subtle, obvious, otherwise. But it's too much. It's too much for a little child. And then you go to school, and a great effort is made to destroy the innocence of a child and to make them conform. And it's all got to do with the power of words. And the antidote to the power of words is what lies within your conscience as a wordless word. See, what I'm saying with words, there's something that should be dancing across the airwaves. So you're not just hearing words. You're hearing something more than words, some kind of awakening. Do you not? I'm Roy Masters. Go to my website, fhu.com, or call me on the radio. I would love to hear from you, okay?
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes. The battle for your mind, that's what the program's all about. We're going to do this for several weeks. And why propaganda on the radio and TV and lies, willful lies, lies about good people and make good people look bad and bad people look good. And so this is what the program's about, because you're going to lose your country if you can be divided like that. Because a lot of you will be because you are subject to words, and the words are magnified by the importance of being on radio. Therefore, you know, it's like a doctor, it's an authority. It's all about authority. But what is authority is those who have control over their words. I have sort of a mean, wicked control over using words, knowing how sensitive you are to them. Because the words themselves, communication, form of communication, but the major form of communication, you've got a body language and all the rest of it, it all goes together. But when you are violated, it's the words that have the power. And it has the power when a person is wicked. And that he can use those words to reach inside you and make you do a little dance to his pleasure and make you worse and pass you on to the next person if you can get away from that one. So I want to start talking to you about pressure now and being pressured. Next time you feel pressured, guilty, and then sorry for someone, and kindly disposed to help them in order that you know for sure you're being manipulated. For example, let's see if I can make a point. Have you ever been accosted by a person who was ill-clothed and looked kind of dirty and asking you for some money? That person may have a nice car somewhere, or he may be a drunk. And let's say he's a drunk. He looks pathetic, but he's persistent. And so he walks up to you and asks you for money. And if he's good at it, he makes you feel sorry for him. Or if he's good at it, if you'll pardon the word good, he will persist and guilt you. It'll upset you because he won't leave you alone. So to relieve the pressure, you give him some money and he walks away and buys some drugs with it. And so you can see that you may feel a little better, like you felt you'd been generous and you gave that poor fellow some money. But really, you were guilted into it. You see that, the reaction? If you didn't react, you could either give it to him without being harmed by the offense. See? You can actually give it out of the goodness of your heart if you want to. The way I used to do it, when I was a younger fellow, when I decided to help somebody, instead of giving the money, I took him to a restaurant and gave him a nice dinner and had a nice chat with him. And if they come. But there was a way of doing things like that. So next time you feel pressured, you become guilty. And if you're sorry for somebody, then you've been had. Now, you can get all kinds of guilt from doing nice things, and you get guilt from being pressured only because you've reacted to pressure. And the reason for the guilt is because you can't, to put it in a metaphysical term, biblically, you can't serve two masters. You can only respond to the pressure of the world. Then it becomes more and more difficult to listen to your conscience. It's obedience. If you obey the pressure, if you obey the pressure monger with irritation, there's your key, then you find yourself more and more difficult to listen to your conscience. And when your conscience bothers you, you might find great anxiety about that. And then you get drugs or you drink alcohol or whatever you do to relieve the guilt. But now you're serving, now that which has acted through you to pressure you and guilt you and into giving or doing something you shouldn't, going along to get along, whatever, make you angry, either way. Either way, you're a loser. You give in, you get angry, you punch him in the face, whatever it is, the reaction itself is a door to your downfall. And and something enters and makes a home in you and cries out for the substance of its being. There it is. In other words, you can become possessed. Your identity, you have an identity crisis because when you react, you've obeyed. When you've obeyed, you've disobeyed what you know is right in your heart, which follows you as a hound of heaven all to the way to the grave. But the dark side of you tells you that that hound of heaven, which is what's to save you, is the good thing, is the bad thing, and the drink, and the friendship or the fiendship is the real love. See that? So now, what Western psychiatry is either blind or complicit in a clear and present danger to America. I'm speaking of psychiatry's abysmal ignorance of terror-based mind control phenomenon known as the Stockholm Syndrome. That's why I bring it up, because that's how, for hypnosis and the effect on people came to life in Stockholm, Sweden, which allowed one person's will to act through another, which happens all the time in families anyway. And Patty Hearst, which was the heiress of a newspaper mogul, and she was innocent. The victim was sent to prison for a crime she committed through her. A crime was committed through her. She was locked in a closet, raped, humiliated, and degraded. And then, of course, she became indoctrinated with that group of people. I forget them. I forget who they were at the time. It'll come to me when I don't need it, if you know what I mean. But then they gave her a machine gun and the robber bank. And when she was caught, they asked her, "Why did you do that?" Well, she felt like she wanted to. That's it. That she felt like she wanted to help them. But that was conforming to the pressure that was indoctrinated into her by cruelty and by abuse, lots of abuse, and then you get reactions, submission, and pretty soon the person can actually have their name changed and not answer to their old name. We've seen it again recently, fairly recently, more recently than what I just described, in the case of Elizabeth Smart, who was first confronted by the police 8 months after eight months of captivity. And wouldn't even give her a real name. She's a little girl. She was stolen out of a house, if I remember. And it was some bum, you know, dressed her up. And she'd walk right past that house. And she wouldn't cry out to her mother and father. And so after 8 months of captivity, she wouldn't give her real name, but rather the name of the kidnappers had given her. And the term Stockholm Syndrome was used in vain, attempt to explain the bizarre phenomenon of hostages bonding with their captors. I think in 1973, the bank holdup in Stockholm, Sweden, two men held four people hostage for 6 days. And so close did the hostages and their captors bond with one another, interactions, that the hostages came to regard the police as the enemy and their captors as their protectors. One of the hostages reportedly came engaged to one of her captors. Like most phenomena, what appears obvious in extreme cases, such as those involving hostage-taking and overt criminality, it become blurred and nearly invisible as to its more subtle everyday form. Indeed, the Stockholm Syndrome is a subtle but devastating way of, is now a full-blown epidemic affecting millions of individuals. Millions of us have the Stockholm Syndrome, but the Stockholm Syndrome is only a name given to something psychiatry doesn't understand. It's a hypnotic state, a transfer of loyalty of one person to another. So when you get upset, you become the thing you hate, or your loyalty is transferred from the ones you love or the ones you hated before and found somebody who's more hateful to transfer your loyalty to. And down you go. We all go. Cure Stress can do for you what doctors cannot. but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
He was exactly right. When it hits you and you see the truth, you know. I can't even tell you. I mean, my OCD is better. It's not solved, but it's so much better. And I went to my therapist today, and he immediately looked at me, and he said, "What happened to you?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Your whole countenance is different." And I said, "Because somebody very important told me something that was very true."
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com. Or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for MP3 download.
Cure Stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
I've had a rough few years that have not been well, where I do everything too much, be it food, alcohol, whatever. I have the Be Still and Know, the little compact thing. But he said something that finally, it's so crystal clear that it almost takes your breath. And I just burst out in tears, and I thought, that's it. He said, you know, you're in the dark, and if you'll just let that light in, then you'll be fine.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com. Or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for MP3 download.
Finally, doctors realize that stress is the root of most all suffering, but unfortunately keep compounding symptoms with medication. The reason being that stress is a spiritual failure to deal with all the insidious temptations of daily pressures. I can, with effortless simplicity, put into your innermost ear a 2,000-year-old triumph over evil. Be still and know.
Call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS. Or go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com.
Whatever the problem, whatever the situation, no matter how difficult, no matter how challenging, Cure Stress will show you the way to deal with it effectively. Here are some testimonials from the military. This is basic training for the mind. PFC J. O'Ring, U.S. Army Infantry, deployed to Iraq. I have been listening to your Cure Stress for 5 days now, and it's completely changing me. I have been struggling for so long. I feel so liberated. I'm not resentful for my husband leaving again, returning to Iraq. Janie, wife of deployed warrior. Thank you. It saved my life. The peace and inner joy I now have makes my life worthwhile. Sergeant Jay Shopsky, U.S. Marine Corps. Call 800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528 or go to FHU.com. That's www.FHU.com. When you're ready, Cure Stress will work for you.
For more information about Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding, call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday Pacific Coast time. That's 1-800-877-3227. And visit www.fhu.com. That's www.fhu.com. Or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. That's P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I'm talking about the danger of evil media, dangerous media when bad people get hold of it. You know, MSNBC and CBS, that's where a lot of it's coming from. And you've got to be very careful. Decent organizations like Rush Limbaugh, and Fox News and Talk Radio Network, they're outnumbered. And you can see the result. Hitler didn't have any problem because there wasn't any commercial radio, and it was state radio. He just took it over, and it was just all over after that. You can make people, scare people into submission and say whatever you like about a group of people, and call them, you know, vermin, and then put them in the crematoriums and kill 6 million of them. That all could have been avoided. Like right now, we can avoid our downfall the same way if we could only just face the fact of what's coming down the pike, that we got really bad people, some really dangerous people behind the media that deal with lies and intimidation and vilification and defame the noble and glorify the good. And that's what's happening to us. The proliferation of misguided anti-American students and drugged out, dumbed down kids and overflowing prisons and mental institutions is due largely to decades of subversive and destructive public school system, as well as the increased and increasingly confusing corrosive media that I've just mentioned. These influences, these propaganda experts have worked together over time, several generations, to alter the loyalties of many Americans whose natural bonding with God and family and country have been replaced by a newly forged bonds to great strange philosophies of self-destructive behaviors and malevolent experts and leaders. Bad seeds born are rare. Few are born dope addicts and robbers and thieves, if any. Wife beaters or murderers, we're not born that way. We are made that way. Moreover, while history is replete with families and nations ruled through their sickest members, social engineering has extracted the essence of family dysfunction and refined it into new levels of sophistication and manipulation. Fortunately, an antidote is available from the foundation of human understanding. That's me. For 50 years I've been doing this and helped millions of people. Not enough. If it's 2 or 3 million people, I've got 3 million to go, 300 million to go. So the Foundation of Human Understanding, that's, I founded that organization, it's our anniversary this week, to help you overcome these problems, how to deal with stress, recompose yourself, find your loyalties, once again, to God and country, put one nation under God. No, every race and color and creed has this commonality. But we're all lost in it, listening to powerful words and media and lies and vilification of a good people. And eventually, you become part of the problem. So throughout life, there are many decisive moments. Each point along the way, you can face your weakness, and that is being resentful and upset, and you think it's normal. It's not. You're taught it's normal by the bad people. Oh, not only human to be angry and upset. No, it dehumanizes you. That's just the opposite. So you need to get past that. And then also making excuses, because the minute you are violated and do something stupid, then that side of you that got into you now gives you an excuse for it. And before you know it, you've made it. But it isn't you speaking. At each point along the way, you can face your weakness, anxieties and fears, evidence of the influence of others have over you, or you can excuse it, or even worse, you can excuse the wrongdoer. That's another one. And then you become an appeaser, the bully. Take the burden and blame upon yourself and slowly self-destruct as if it was a glorious thing. If you see yourself doing these things against the grain of your better nature, it means that somehow you've come under someone's influence, as it was the case with Patty Hearst and Elizabeth Smart. This is insidious because you do not recognize this gradual deterioration. Ladies and gentlemen, I would love to hear from somebody. I'd like to hear from MSNBC. I'd like to hear CBS and all the other traitors to this country, liars and cheats, who are upside down. I'm saying that they can't help them, so they may not even know they're lying. They're so brainwashed. And of course, when you go to what they call a Democratic convention, you hear nothing else but insanity. But to them, it's the same. And there's a collection of those people growing in a great force. And your president is presiding over it. He is a graduate of, what's his name? Reverend Smart. What is Reverend Wright? Reverend Wrong, I call him. So he's a, you understand where this is coming from. This is Russian philosophy, psychopolitics. You need to get a copy of Psychopolitics. You look it up on my website if you go to it, fhu.com, or if you can't remember fhu.com, may I suggest an easier one to remember, curestressdevice.com. Excuse my sort of hesitating way of doing it, but I don't make any notes. And I don't like to prepare commercials. I don't like to be mechanical. And I read sometimes and then amplify my points while I'm going along, so I stay on the right line. I read from my book sometimes, and you can hear me reading, and you can hear me when I'm ad-libbing. But I write all this stuff anyway, but I like to do more ad-libbing with people who call. 800-866-8883. Why don't you give me a call?
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Wanted to give a testimony in regards to somebody who I will call my little sister. After doing the meditation with Roy, and I will say for about a year or so, I kind of had an addiction on my own where I will be helping out women that were down and broken. After a while, somehow I will just partake in whatever that addiction was, you know, but through the meditation I was able to rise up from that kind of decision. This poor lady came along and she was just broken, and she was run away. And we started talking. She started telling me her story, and I said, look, I want to tell you something that maybe you never heard before, but, you know, I said, it doesn't really matter what happened to you in your life before. That's part of your history, part of the past. And if you can only understand one thing, that all you have and all there'll ever be forever and ever is right now, this moment that we're talking right now, this precious little moment here. I say, if you will allow me to be your big brother and you my little sister, I think that I can be or some kind of help to you. You know, I have some materials here from a foundation. You can try them. I say, you have these books here and how to control negative emotions and do the meditation. Needless to say, after that, she continued in her downward spiral, doing everything that was bad, prostitution, drug dealing, stealing, anything that was bad, she was doing it. She went to jail for about 6 months. And I think it's something that she needed, because when she was in jail, she started doing the meditation and she started reading the books. And that was a game changer, because after that, you know, when she came out and she went through a rehab place like for another 6 months, 6 months in jail and 6 months of rehab, she came out as a brand new person. It's been long 3 years. After this long 3 years, she's a brand new human being. She's given up her 24/7 prostitution, drug addiction, drug dealing, stealing, and all of that. And she has a job, and she has a relationship with the children that she left behind because of her addiction. And it's like, I just want to say thank you to Roy for being here at this time, that he was really needed. I needed him myself. And the power that he is able to convey through the meditation is so big and so awesome that I don't really know, don't have no name for it. You know, I mean, it's such a big thing that it is an amazing thing, and just want to say thank you for him being alive. You know, I call him my big brother, since I'm the big brother to my little sister. You know, it's like my big brother that I should have had a long time ago, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Your secret weapon against stress. It's the Cure Stress device. Use it anywhere, privately. Fits in your shirt pocket like a credit card. It's so simple, it works effortlessly, and it's endlessly rechargeable. Listen as needed to overcome pain, fear, and stress. And your children will love it. Leave it lying around. When they see you become happier, they'll become curious, pick it up, and the magic begins for them. Order now. Go to FHU.com. Call 1-800-877-3227. Regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific time. Or visit the website.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, I've been saying everyday life experiences exert hypnotic influences. Every waking moment, unseen pressures are breaking us down, adding compulsions, reopening old wounds, reinforcing their conditioning. Family members setting you up to fail, bullying you into unbearable existence or quiet or overt desperation, a life in which you are passed on from one tyrant to another throughout life without understanding what's happening to you and without any apparent way out. 800-866-8883. This is the second call of my... Excuse me. This is the second call of the evening. It's not very much, but I know I'm saying something very solemn. And it's not something you really want to rise to the occasion on a radio program and say, I'm Joe, and this is my problem. But if you did that, I could be much more explicit. I could show you what you never could otherwise see. It's okay to listen to what I was saying. And it's interesting. And yes, you can identify that you are under stress. But if you would call 800-866-8883 Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, that's West Coast time. And then you can, or 1 to 4 a.m. in the morning, West East Coast time. Then it's much more beautiful to hear a person say, ah, never seen that before. Never seen it. And they, because when you come to a phone, you'll always think something is, your problem is something that it isn't. Whenever you have a problem, you're trapped into thinking, because the process is so cunning, so clever, that it can dupe you into giving you a wrong answer and accept a wrong answer from another expert, from an expert, from your doctor. You go to a doctor, and you may have to go to five docs and get different answers, and they're all wrong, nearly always wrong. Now, you can treat symptoms. I'm not saying you shouldn't treat them until you can find the answer, and I'm talking about what the answer, the problem is. It is not dealing with stress properly. It's a lack of virtue. You've lost who you are when you were born, way back there.
I just wanted to give a testimony in regards to somebody who I will call my little sister. After doing the meditation with Roy, and I will say for about a year or so, I kind of had an addiction on my own where I will be helping out women that were down and broken. After a while, somehow I will just partake in whatever that addiction was, you know, but through the meditation, I was able to rise up from that kind of decision. This poor lady came along, and she was just broken, and she was running away. And we started talking. She started telling me her story, and I said, look, I want to tell you something that maybe you never heard before, but, you know, I say, it doesn't really matter what happened to you in your life before. That's part of your history, part of the past. And if you can only understand one thing, that all you have and all there'll ever be forever and ever is right now, this moment that we're talking right now, this precious little moment here. I say, if you will allow me to be your big brother and you, my little sister, I think that I can be some kind of help to you. You know, I have some materials here from a foundation. You can try them. I say, you have these books here and how to control negative emotions and do the meditation. Needless to say, after that, she continued in her downward spiral, doing everything that was bad, prostitution, drug dealing, stealing, anything that was bad, she was doing it. She went to jail for about 6 months. And I think it's something that she needed, because when she was in jail, she started doing the meditation and she started reading the books. And that was a game changer, because after that, you know, when she came out and she went through a rehab place like for another 6 months, 6 months in jail and 6 months of rehab, she came out as a brand new person. It's been long 3 years. After this long 3 years, she's a brand new human being. She's given up her 24/7 prostitution, drug addiction, drug dealing, stealing, and all of that. And she has a job, and she has a relationship with the children that she left behind. because of her addiction. And it's like, I just want to say thank you to Roy for being here at this time, that he was really needed. I needed him myself. And the power that he is able to convey through the meditation is so big and so awesome that I don't really know, don't have no name for it. You know, I mean, it's such a big thing, but it is an amazing thing. And just want to say thank you for him being alive. You know, I call him my big brother. Since I'm the big brother to my little sister, you know, it's like my big brother that I should have had a long time ago. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Your secret weapon against stress. It's the Cure Stress device. Use it anywhere, privately. Fits in your shirt pocket like a credit card. It's so simple, it works effortlessly. And it's endlessly rechargeable. Listen as needed to overcome pain, fear, and stress. And your children will love it. Leave it lying around. When they see you become happier, they'll become curious, pick it up, and the magic begins for them. Order now. Go to FHU.com. Call 1-800-877-3227. Regular business hours.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, a Labor Day weekend seminar coming up, Saturday, August the 31st through Monday, September the 2nd, 2013. So at the end of this discussion with a caller from Arizona, his name is it Gil? Is that Gil on the line there?
Hello.
Hello, Gil. Is that your name, Gil, or did I read it?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. Hi. Welcome.
Sorry, I had you on the speakerphone anyway.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yes, I heard a program of yours a few weeks ago, and I caught the very end of it, and I was wondering if you could talk about it some more. It had to do with something you were talking about, how this is what you said, the mask comes off your wife.
And or husband,
then you really
or husband.
See what you have to deal with.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense because.
Okay. Well, I caught the very end of it, and I'm in a situation right now where I said, "Wow, that sounds awfully similar to." I'm actually living separated from my wife in another house. We have two houses. Long story, but anyway, and you know, I thought the because we had a lot of stress with the economy and we lost the business, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought, you know, maybe if we just, you know, had a little bit of...
Well, see, that's the game that Obama's playing, creating a depression, a recession where people lose what their values as well as losing their job. Because there's a tendency to feel like you're identifying with your work. Naturally, you're hard work, you're hunter-gatherer, whatever you are. So therefore...
Yeah.
It's who you are, and when they take who you are away and give you, and you your wife loses her security that she's dependent on, because women are very dependent upon a man's, you know, largesse.
Yeah, no kidding.
And so, but they should be there in a sense, because that's your job, is to hunt and bring home the bacons, so to speak.
Right.
So this is all designed to upset you. And to fight, to cause you to fight with each other, to blame, to start
right,
to get angry.
Exactly. Yes.
See how that is.
I understand. But you said this thing about the mask coming. It's like my wife is a totally different person, or has become a totally different person, where the mask has come off.
Yeah. See, because what's happening? As long as you kept her purring, with security, which is what she wants, she'll put on a show for you. And she, nearly everybody is, you know, most people have personalities, and the trouble with personality is nearly everybody is broken in some way, and so what they do is learn to put a face on what's not good in themselves. They nobody wants to admit they did this and that in their lives and made terrible mistakes. Nobody wants to admit they're a drug addict, whatever it is, whatever you get. So when you enter into marriage, you got baggage from the other person. You do not know what their background is. And so you know how they hated their mothers and fathers and all the rest of it. And you do not know what you're going to deal with. And usually it's always the same. It's always that men tend to want to look for a mother in their wife because the father always fails. The father always fails. The father, 99% of the time, fails to be a man. And therefore the children suffer identity crisis. And boys very often do two things. They either identify with their cruel father, or the cruel father drives them because they have a sense of justice, to see the mother who looks like a victim. But she's the one that's actually seduced the husband and got him to marry her, and then the mask comes off.
The mask comes off. So when the mask is on, what is it, like a show of...
Well, what really happens, Nidhi, all of us have a problem. It's the personality. The personality devours the identity, the real person. It devours it. And so that we put on a good face. A woman puts on a good face to attract you, and so that you marry her.
Uh-huh.
And then when if she feels secure and she doesn't need that face anymore, then the mask comes off to shock you. Now, this is a different scenario that we were talking about, losing your job. But here's how it happens in real life. So the minute women tend to carry a hatred towards their fathers, and when they do, because fathers fail and mothers rule the roost, but the tendency for them is to resent their dads for not protecting them from their mothers, believe it or not.
I'm really trying, because this is, I really need to understand. This is useful. But the thing is, in my wife's case, she seemed to have a really, really good relationship with her dad, you know? Like, as a matter of fact, he just recently died, and she just fell apart because of that. But I think because she cared for him, you know, and I knew him pretty well, too. So I don't see,
What about the mother?
Well, she did rule the roost.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
But the father was weak.
Yeah.
And therefore he was kind compared with the mother.
Yes, exactly.
And therefore she loved the weak father. But the point is, but there wasn't a strong father. There wasn't the strength in her to save this wife of yours, to save the little girl from the mother's cruelty. And so therefore there's a secret resentment in the love-hate relationship with her father.
Really?
Wow. Yes. In other words, the father isn't sufficient. The father is a protector, but he didn't know how to protect himself from his own wife. And therefore, but it looks like he was a good man, but he wasn't a good man. All he was able to do was nurture the hatred the girl had for the mother. And so there's a complex here. I'll take you after the break if you like. Would you like that? I continue on? Yeah, okay. So I'll take him after the break. Okay, I'll take that last break for the Labor Day sermon. Ladies and gentlemen, I think if you're a new listener to this program, you will enjoy my weekend seminar in Oregon, in Grants Pass, Oregon, which is just a little bit north of Grants Pass. So I'll tell you where it is. Right now, the details are important. What it is, the date is Saturday, August the 31st through Monday, September the 2nd, 2013. And we have a beautiful ranch, beautiful, renovated. It holds 50 people. And the seminar, the cost of the seminar is very inexpensive, I think $350. But it includes lodging, food, and the seminar, and wonderful camaraderie with the people come from all over the world, all over the country. And so you can hardly get a nice hotel for $200-$250 in a nice retreat that we have. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place, and it's a beautiful time of the year. And I will spend 6 hours a day. Can you believe that? I'm 85 years old. I'll sit and talk with you for 6 hours a day, and it will go like 5 minutes. And you will see things you have never seen before and may never see again. And I will show you how the Spirit can cure things. Not me. It's not me. I don't do this. I'm sometimes more surprised than the people I help. Ladies and gentlemen, call my office, 800-877-3227 or curestressdevice.com.